Welcome, everyone. This is Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025, with your daily financial services news wrap. Let's start with Australian SMEs navigating through rising operational costs and stringent external financing. According to a Creditor Watch survey undertaken in September this year, over 60% of business operators are dipping into personal savings to keep their businesses afloat. Strict traditional financing procedures have made it challenging for larger SMEs to thrive, leading to an alarming 50% increase in distress calls to the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Significant shifts are happening in our business financing landscape. In 2024, technology startups flourished spectacularly, racking up $4 billion from 414 deals, an 11% rise from 2023. Investor confidence in fintech and climate tech sectors has significantly driven this surge. In contrast, traditional SMEs face severe lending conditions, with insolvency rates climbing in sectors such as construction and hospitality. Yet, amid these uncertainties, our SMEs show remarkable resilience. 6 out of every 10 are planning significant investments over the next 12 months. The National Australia Bank survey points to investments in technology, product development, and workforce expansion. Queensland SMEs, especially those in the hospitality sector, seem to take the lead, with notable efficiency upgrades underway in Melbourne's Arancini to bolster its production capacity. Naturally, the challenging monetary environment, exacerbating lending conditions, has prompted SMEs towards alternative financing solutions like equipment and invoice financing. We encourage SMEs to explore diversified funding and tap into government support where possible. Lastly, a shift in retirement planning is budding in Australia, stepping away from wealth to focus more on lifestyle. Recent discussions at an IFA roundtable event in collaboration with Resolution Life shed light on this growing trend. Personalized financial planning seems to be prioritizing lifestyle and well-being over simple wealth accumulation. Rachna Channa from Emerald Private Wealth recommends a bucket approach to investments, ensuring financial stability attuned to client lifestyles. A steady income through annuities is also gaining popularity to counter psychological spending struggles during retirement. The evolving financial advisory indicates a growing preference to ensure lifestyle-driven strategies rather than merely focusing on wealth accumulation, adding to the diverse financial landscape in Australia. This is Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, wishing you a productive day ahead.